WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Ever feel like your willpower takes a vacation when it comes to food? Like one minute you're crushing your healthy goals, and the next you're staring down a bag of chips with the intensity of a starving artist? I get it. We all have those moments where our inner foodie rebels against our best intentions. But hey, that's why we're here, to switch things up, build some serious discipline around those eating habits, and finally become the masters of our own cravings. Today, we're diving deep into the world of mindful eating and how to actually stick to your healthy goals. It's not about deprivation. It's about making smart choices that fuel your body and leave you feeling energized, not deprived. Let me give you 5 key takeaways to rock this discipline switch in your eating habits. First off, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. I know it sounds tempting to cut out entire food groups or go on crazy diets, but trust me, it's a recipe for disaster. You end up feeling restricted, craving those forbidden foods even more, and eventually hitting a wall where you just give up entirely. Instead, think about making gradual changes. Swap that sugary soda for sparkling water with lemon, choose grilled chicken over fried, or add an extra serving of veggies to your plate. Small steps, big impact. Second, get in touch with your hunger cues. When was the last time you actually ate because you were hungry, not because boredom, stress, or even just habit got the better of you? Learn to distinguish between true physical hunger and those emotional cravings. Next time you reach for a snack, ask yourself, am I truly hungry or am I just seeking comfort? Third, plan ahead. You know that feeling when you're starving and everything in sight looks appealing, even that greasy pizza joint down the street? Planning your meals and snacks in advance helps you make healthier choices when those cravings hit. Think of it like this. A prepared mind is less likely to succumb to impulse eating. Fourth, find healthy substitutes that actually taste good. There are so many delicious and satisfying alternatives out there. Craving something sweet? Try fruit with a dollop of yogurt or dark chocolate instead of a candy bar. Missing the crunch of chips? Opt for roasted chickpeas or veggie sticks with hummus. It's all about finding what works for you and making healthy choices that don't feel like a sacrifice. And finally, remember that progress is not perfection. You're going to have slip-ups, moments where you indulge a little too much. Don't beat yourself up over it. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. This isn't about becoming a rigid food robot. It's about finding a balance that works for you and making sustainable changes that improve your overall well-being. All right, let me paint you a picture. Picture this. It's Friday night, you're scrolling through social media, and everyone is posting pics of pizza, burgers, and all those delicious treats that make your mouth water. You're feeling the pressure to join in on the cheat meal trend, but you know you made a commitment to eat healthier this week. What do you do? You take a deep breath, remember those 5 key takeaways we just discussed, and reach for that pre-planned healthy snack, maybe some veggie sticks with hummus or a bowl of fruit with yogurt. You acknowledge the temptation, but you choose to honor your commitment to yourself. And guess what? You feel amazing. Not only did you resist the urge to overindulge, but you also made a conscious choice that supports your health and well-being. Remember, building discipline isn't about deprivation. It's about making choices that empower you to live a healthier, happier life. It's about creating sustainable habits that work for you, not against you. So go out there, rock those healthy eating goals, and remember, the discipline switch is always on your side. Want more tips like these? Head over to our website, at website address, for a whole library of resources designed to help you level up your life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it. You might just inspire them to make their own discipline switch. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.